Here comes the band, called Somsek. Brad had peered around the head of the boy in front. He'd never seen a band in all his life, but one was coming right now. He could hear the music. Tee-rum-pa-pum, tee-rum-pa-pum-pum-pum. All the school kids on the playing field were high with excitement. But early one morning, the forest was awakened by a loud groaning sound. Something was in terrible pain. The creatures thought that it was an animal caught by the crocodile. But as the sun came out brightly, they saw it was the crocodile who was in pain. He was lying on his back, holding his swollen jaw, and he was crying real tears. Groan. Groan. The creatures drew closer, but not too close. Some of the creatures felt sorry for the crocodile. What's the matter with him? Asked a deer.
I don't know, said a squirrel. Maybe he's going to die, chirped a bird.
If that happens, I'll be safe to go in the river, grunted a wild pig.
I love you, Mommy, because you cover me with kisses like warm sunbeams when I wake.
When we play hide and seek and I peek, you say, boo, found you, and you tickle me until I giggle.
Mommy, I love you because when I tumble into muddy puddles, you wash me and then make me warm and dry.
Lola loves Tuesdays. On Tuesday, Lola and her mommy go to the library. The library opens at 9 o'clock, but Lola is ready to go long before that. She puts all the books she borrowed last week in her backpack. Her library card is also very important. There is a special section in the library just for children. It is really cool. Nobody ever says, shh. Sometimes they're singing. Lola knows all the words and the hands for Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Gerald was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully crooked and his legs were rather thin. He was very good at standing tall and munching shoots off trees, but when he tried to run around, he buckled at the knees. Now, every year in Africa, they hold the jungle dance, where every single animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year, when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt so sad, because when it came to dancing, he was really very bad. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked toward the floor. But the lions saw him coming, and they soon began to roar. Hey, look at clumsy Gerald, the animals all sneered. Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool. Oh, Gerald, you're so weird. I'm Tully, he answered, taking her flowered paw. Her handshake was warm and snug, and at her touch, love bloomed more fully in Tully's heart. Will you be my bride? Tully asked. Frill didn't say no. She didn't say yes. She didn't say maybe. Frill never had a chance to say anything at all because before she could answer, Tully blurbed, Of course, you must be wondering where we'll live. I'll find us the perfect house. But where will I find a house? He worried. Tully helped Frill squeeze under the pantry door. His heart was in such a flitter he forgot about the cat. But the cat hadn't forgotten about Tully. Run! Frill yelled. Tully and Frill skidded and tumbled into an opening under the kitchen stove. It was pleasant and cozy, and the heat from the oven added warmth. The floor was littered with a delightful assortment of fluff and stuff, just right for nest building, and the cat couldn't reach them.
Very nice, Frill said, rearranging a few dust balls.
For the rest of the day and night, Tully helped Frill build a soft, snug nest. And through it all, Tully's heart melted with love.